الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورفعنا فوقهم الطور بميثاقهم وقلنا لهم ادخلوا الباب سجدا وقلنا لهم لا تعدوا في السبت واخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا. We are discussing the ayahs in a moment about the Yahud, the Jews, and how they disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah is mentioning all this in the Quran Sharif, and we the Muslims will be reading the Quran Sharif, so we must take a lesson from there. We must not disobey Allah Ta'ala like the Yahud and disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we must be open, sami'na wa ata'na, that we hear and we obey. Not like the Jews who said, sami'na wa asayna, we hear but we disobey. So that should not be our case. The instances which are mentioned here are mentioned in detail in other places of the Quran Sharif, Surah Araf, etc. Here they are just enumerated, just as a reminder for us. And all this is for us as Muslims to take a lesson that we should practice upon deen properly. So the next thing which Allah Ta'ala reminds us, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ بِمِيثَاقِهِمْ. اور ہم نے اٹھایا ان پر پہاڑ قرار لینے کے واسطے. And we had raised the mountain over them in order to take a promise from them. That was when the Torah was given to them and they blankly refused. They said it's too hard for us to practice. We can't manage this and we refuse to practice. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala raised Mount Tur upon them and told them, accept it or we are dropping this mountain on you now. So becoming helpless like that at that time, they had to accept and they said, yes, we accept it. And all words that Allah wanted it was a strong pledge from them, bimithaqi. Then they were a strong pledge, they accept the Torah. So we take the lesson from here that the whole Quran Sharif teachings we also must read and we must also accept it. Not like the Jews did, took part and refused part of it. No, the whole Torah they had to accept. We have to also accept the whole Quran Sharif. All the teachings of the Quran Sharif which seem to be difficult to us, but what Allah wants from us is to accept it wholeheartedly. Where we fail, we should ask for forgiveness. Where we feel we are weak, we fail, then there we should ask for forgiveness. There is salvation for such a person. And Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. But He wants us to accept in principle that we are going to accept all your laws in all matters. So that was the one thing, the Mount Tur that was raised upon them. The other was, وَقُلْنَا لَمُدْقُلُ الْبَابَ سُجَّنَا. And we told them to enter the city in a humble way, humbling themselves. That was the place of Aila, a certain city, which Allah Ta'ala said is the place for you to go and live, and have made all things of comfort and ease for you there. It's just a matter for you to enter, but enter it in a humble way, bowing down, accepting the commands of Allah. But they were such a nation, and this is the lesson that we should take, that instead of bowing down, they went on their buttocks, on their bare, sitting down on their buttocks, and they pushed themselves in. In other words, like making a mockery out of the command of Allah. Allah told them to bow down and go in with humility and humbleness. But they went and they took the other, they went in a way that they sat on their backs and they pushed themselves and dragged themselves in. So Allah Ta'ala for that also, all this Allah had then punished them and forgiven them also. From there also we learn a lesson. Allah is so forgiving, that after openly breaking the laws of Allah, right in front of Allah like that, yet when Allah gave them topic to ask for forgiveness, Allah forgave them. So we also, no matter how weak we are, no matter how much we break the commands of Allah, but never stop asking for forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving, and He forgives huge, huge sins, and not only forgives them, but changes them into good deeds, and then adds more deeds from His side also, good deeds. So Allah is most merciful. So that was the second thing. The third thing is, وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْجُوا فِي السَّبْتِ. اور ہم نے کہا کہ زیادتی مت کرو ہفتے کے دن میں. And we told them that do not disobey Allah with regard to your big day, that is for the Jews, Saturday, your Sabbath, which is for the Jews a big day. And one particular command Allah Ta'ala had given, that they must not do any dunya's work on the Saturday. So much so that they must not even fish on the Saturday. But as a test, Allah put it for them, all the fishes came in abundance on a Saturday. And the next day, Sunday, there were hardly any fish. So then they broke the law of Allah there by making a trick. And they damned the fish, or they put nets and caught the fish in nets on the Saturday. And then they did the actual fishing on the next day, the Sunday, they took out the fish. So that was just playing a trick with the playing fools with Allah Ta'ala. So that was the next great warning. And from there, Allah Ta'ala had divided them into various groups. One was that group that openly obeyed the command of Allah, and they had nothing to do with these people. And the other group was these people who openly broke the law of Allah Ta'ala. And then there was a third group who did not break the law of Allah, but they still associated and kept ties with those who break the law, broke the law of Allah. For them also, when Allah's punishment came and He changed them into swine and into apes, monkeys, these people were also caught in that punishment. So it is for us that we observe the law of Allah properly, and we associate with those people who observe the law of Allah. And as the khuliqal insanu dha'ifa, man has been created weak, where we falter, where we fall back, we make a tawbah and istighfar, and we ask the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. So, وَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. اور ہم نے ان سے لیا قول مضبوط. And in all these matters, we had taken a strong pledge from them that they will obey the commands of Allah. And on that, Allah's help was that Allah saved them from the clutches of Fir'aun and the oppression and tyranny of Fir'aun. All this was that we obey the laws of Allah. Today also, the plight the Ummah finds itself in, all whatever the conditions are, it is that we are disobeying Allah Ta'ala. It just as Iman ours is so weak, our namazas, how few people are making namaz. Like that it might seem that there are many making, but compared to how many should be here. Like for example, on big night, how many people come? On each day, how many people come? So many people, but all other five times namaz is farz upon it. Each namaz is wajib, all come for that wajib namaz. And farz namaz every day, that we do not come. So in namazas, and then the quality of our namazas, and then the rest of deen. Deen is not only namaz. Deen is much, much more a complete way of life. So if we bring that reasonably, we try, where we falter, we ask forgiveness, then Allah's help will come, and the conditions the Ummah are going through will definitely change, and Allah will give the upper hand to the Muslims. Muslims today, generally, we don't even think of establishing the Islamic Khilafah. The thought doesn't come to us. We don't make dua for it also. So in that case, how can we have the upper hand in the world? We are prepared and we are happy to stay under the ways of the kuffar, under their laws, under their government. We are happy to stay under that. So in that case, the laws of Allah So how will this reign supreme? May Allah give us all proper understanding of deen, take away all our misconceptions, and let us understand deen properly and practice deen properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.